listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, October 10th.
It's finally going to be fall outside. You hear that? I said outside.
Outside?
Because we have a Canadian.
We got a Canadian in the studio this morning, yeah.
He's going to, like, walk out of here.
Because of my horrible fake accent. It is also World Mental Health Day.
It is.
And so we get to interview a guest on a new book.
Mm-hmm. A really good book.
A Christian Guide to Mental Illness. A Christian Guide of Mental Illness.
Neither of us could put it down electronically, anyway.
Yes, we're reading it electronically and excited to have Dr. Stephen Saunders on in just a little bit. We had to pre-record because he's a busy guy.
He is.
Department chair at Marquette University in Milwaukee. So everything's north today. Milwaukee,
I know.
Canada.
Actually,
I take that back. We are also heading south as well because our friend in studio takes us south of the United States as well, where it's not very pretty right now.
No.
Praying for our friends in the Gulf, the Gulf Coast. I was just chatting with Pastor Jay Winters at University Lutheran a little bit ago.
That's true, yeah.
And they have... They're getting everything ready and preparing for, it looks like, Category 4 for Hurricane Michael. So certainly lifting them up in prayer today as well. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. In studio this morning, the Reverend Charles St. Ange. He serves the Lord with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in Latin America and the Caribbean. And also up north as well, in Montreal as well. Well,
yes, with all of the United States of America is one big flyover state for my work.
So you live in Canada, but you serve in Latin America. How does that work?
Well, a little bit of history. We actually had I've been having a lot of fun with this with people, pointing out that the phrase Latin America was actually coined by the French. Was coined by Napoleon III in the 1800s to distinguish between the French colonies in the Caribbean and in North America and the Spanish and Portuguese colonies on the one side, the Roman Latin colonies from the British. And so technically Quebec, where I serve, could be considered a part of Latin America. And so those of us who serve as area facilitators, responsible for portions of Latin America and supervising the mission work in those areas, also have our own missions. We have our own places where we are serving the Lord and proclaiming the gospel and bringing people into the church. And mine happens to be in the city of Montreal, in the province of Quebec in Canada, Quebec being one of the most unchurched regions in North America. So that's where our home base is, and that's where I work. When I'm not on the road, and when I'm on the road, I supervise the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's mission work in Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Cayman Islands, and I'm our liaison to Haiti. So busy work.
Wow. That is a lot of traveling, a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Yes.
So it's not really the road. It's really
the air.
I will say, because they're all different islands and because I fly to Montreal and because missionaries are trying desperately to be good stewards. That's what we like to do. I'm always flying with different airlines. So if it was all with one airline, I could probably get frequent flyer miles, but we usually go with whoever is the cheapest.
Well, and that is good.
Yeah.
Stewardship of resources.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is the history of mission work in the Latin American region where you serve?
Well, our longest country where we've been the longest has been Brazil. Mm-hmm. And so Brazil, of course, is our largest partner church body now in Latin America. After well over a century of work, they are a full-blown sister church, sending out their own missionaries, working in Africa, planting churches there. So they have, at this point, I believe, 2,000 preaching points and congregations and 800 pastors.
Wow.
But that took a long time. And I think that's really important when we're thinking about mission work. Especially in an age of short-term mission teams where we send people down for a week or two to talk about Jesus, to recognize that mission work is a long-term endeavor, and you want to plant a church body that is healthy, that has its own colleges, seminaries, schools, churches. That takes a long time. And so we often talk about the long view, 50 to 75 years to plant a national church. So the places where I'm working, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Cayman Islands, even Haiti. We are at the front end of that. These are early days where we are still trying to plant down roots and get national church bodies in those places. So in Latin America, we have a variety. We have Brazil that's been there for a long time, and we have very, very young church bodies and places where, like in Puerto Rico, we are really just starting.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, give us an update on some of those. I think last I'd heard Cayman Islands, what's Safe Harbor? I think Pastor Fisk had been preaching there for a little while.
Yes, we did have Pastor Fisk down there. Cayman Islands is a good example of sometimes how mission work starts. Of course, working with the Office of International Mission, we love the idea that somehow we sit back in a boardroom and we strategize and we say, here's where we're going to plant churches and here's what it's going to look like. Mission work doesn't always work that way. sometimes what it is a group of Christians who go to a place and say, gosh, wouldn't it be fantastic if we could have worship in this place? And that's how the work in the Cayman Islands got started. It was a group of American Missouri Synod Lutherans who went down there on vacation and said, wouldn't it be great if we had Word and Sacrament ministry here? And so out of that work grew Safe Harbor Lutheran Church, a small congregation of mixed expats from the United States, from South Africa, and from other places, and some native Cumanians who worship together there every Sunday. They are currently vacant. I have been organizing retired pastors to go down and serve there on a short-term basis. And so Pastor Fisk would have been one of those. We have other pastors who go down for about a 3 or 4 month stint and preach the gospel in the Cayman Islands.
So no need for DCEs with broadcast experience in the Cayman Islands? The
need is always great everywhere. If our regional director, Pastor Ted Cray, is listening, he would be very angry with me if I didn't have put in a little recruitment notice. We are always looking for missionaries everywhere. So if you feel the Lord is calling you to mission work, if you're a DCE, if you're just a Christian, if you're a pastor, definitely, for sure, get in touch with Office of International Mission, whether it's the Cayman Islands or someplace else. You never know.
Needed like chickens, too. When Pastor Fisk was there, the roosters were joining us every morning on
that
the air.
Was really
it was great. Other places in the Caribbean where the Lord's work, bringing the gifts of God, is happening. We talked about Cayman Islands. You mentioned Puerto Rico. Any updates in Puerto Rico?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to Puerto Rico this weekend where I will be installing another LCMS missionary, Pastor Anthony DiLiberto, his wife Jamie, and their three delightful kids. So they will be officially beginning their work this Sunday, although they have been there now for about a week and a half. And we have still work going on in Mayaguez, where we have an established congregation, Principe de Paz, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. We also have Pastor Richard Schuler and his wife Hema, who have been working in Ponce. They've established a new congregation there, Fuente de Vida Lutheran Church. And the DiLibertos are actually there because we hope that they will start work more to the northwest and planting a third congregation in Puerto Rico. But of course, you all know about the hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Irma and Maria really impacted that island in a way that nobody could have imagined. This is one of the worst disasters that the nation of Puerto Rico has suffered for a long time. I use nation very carefully. They are part of the United States. They are Americans. But in the same way that we in Quebec use the word nation, even though we're part of Canada and proud of it, most of us, they do have a distinct culture in Puerto Rico and a distinct national identity that does not take away from the fact that they're Americans. But certainly, the work we've been doing with disaster response has been a huge part of the work there since last, really October, repairing roofs. We have a roof repair project that's been going on now since June, and also handing out relief supplies, working with seniors. I know we often think about Latin America being about kids, but in Puerto Rico, so many of the kids and the young families have left. They've moved to the mainland and left behind grandparents, great aunts, great uncles. And so we've done a lot of work with them, just helping them cope with being left behind.
So we have about 2 minutes left. We're gonna jump back north. Any highlights of things going on in Montreal right now with your work there?
Absolutely. It's fascinating work in Montreal because we work with the Lutheran Church Canada. They mm-hmm. have a French missionary who works there, Pastor David Summers. I have a Brazilian pastor that also works with us, Reverend Marco Jacobson. He is studying at the University of Quebec in Montreal. We have just been blessed with so many people from so many different countries who just show up at our door. And they kind of sort themselves out. They might start at the French service and decide they're a little bit more comfortable with the English and they migrate there or vice versa. So we have people from literally every continent that come to both of our services, and we have a Chinese language service. The interesting thing about that is they are our monocultural service. They're just Chinese, but the English and the French, it is from all over the world that we have people coming, and that's a blessing from the Lord.
In any given week, how many languages do you speak or interact with?
Well, I would say four. I preach in French and English and Spanish. I have a little bit of Mandarin. I would love to crack down and learn a little bit more. But right now I've been focusing on my Spanish. So last Sunday I preached for the French service and the English service. It was Thanksgiving in Montreal. So we did both Thanksgiving services. And then this last summer I actually preached for the Chinese service for 5 weeks through a translator. I worked with an elder in the congregation, wrote a manuscript, and he and I worked out a translation scheme for doing that service.
How can we stay on top of all the work in Latin America, the Caribbean, Montreal?
Well, certainly if you want to stay in touch with the stuff that I am doing, I have my own website, which is intheway.org. All one word, intheway.org. You can go there and get newsletters, sign up for them, see photo galleries, watch videos that I post from time to time. We have a Latin America and the Caribbean Missions Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and you go LCMS Missions in Latin America, you can keep track of everything going on across the region.
The Reverend Charles Saint-Ange, serving the Lord in Latin America, Caribbean, and Montreal, Quebec. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning in the Coffee Hour. Blessings on your work.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we get to share the interview recorded with Dr. Stephen Saunders, Christian Guide to Mental Illness. And man, some good stuff.
It's really good.
Yeah. Stick around. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.